but I did say, let's start with the story.
And this actually, when it came to the caravan and stuff, you were all sorts of profane in that one. I can't even say that one.
Well, yeah, I guess.
You were a little wound up today.
I am. I'm just, yeah, I am.
All right, so we're starting out with what you wanted to start out. Here we go. Let me say hello and welcome to, it's going to be line two. It's David in California. David, what's going on? Hi.
How you doing, Joe?
Living the dream, man. What's happening?
Well, you know, I was thinking about the whole fecal matter in London. Didn't they have the problem with Starbucks having fecal matter because they were hiring so many Muslims?
I have no idea about Starbucks having a fecal matter. Carrie, anything about Starbucks having a fecal matter issue?
No, I haven't heard that.
It was a few months back.
I do not recall that, my friend. So I have no idea if it has anything to do with Muslims.
But anyways, the main reason I called was salt and pepper shakers, soy sauce, and barbecue sauce at the restaurants. Nobody thinks about how many people don't wash their hands when they come out of the bathroom.
Ew. Ew. Wow. Why are you trying to make me never go to a restaurant again? Ew.
You got to use napkins. People look at me like I'm a freak, but it's like you got to protect yourself, right?
David, I'm with you, and I actually agree with that. Now, when I leave a men's room, a public men's room, after washing my hands, I'll keep the paper towel in my hand, open the door with
it. Yeah, I will too. That's a good one. That is
throw the paper towel in the garbage. Mm-hmm. And once I open the door, if it starts closing, I'll stick my foot or leg in the door, even if to injure myself, just not to touch the door handle.
Because
listen, I know what these men do. They go to the bathroom. They don't think they have.
We interrupt regular programming on KJFF to bring you a presentation of regional radio sports.
And a good evening to you, Matt Greenwood for KJFF. It's Wednesday. It's Raleigh Duke Herbert Classic Tournament action tonight on KJF. And it's going to be the Jefferson Blue Jays and the St. Vincent Indians. The consolation semifinal game between Grandview and Crystal City. That buzzer sound means it just finished. And the Grandview Eagles win it by a final score of 64-53. So Grandview finds themselves in the consolation championship, which will be tomorrow night at 6:30. Grandview will be taking on the St. Louis Patriots. But our game tonight features the second-seeded Jefferson Blue Jays and the three-seed St. Vincent Indians. These two teams are conference opponents, no strangers to one another, especially on the football field. They had a great ball game back in mid-October on the gridiron, and we'll dive into that in a second because there are a couple of players that are on the basketball team for each side that were participants in that Blue Jays St. Vincent Indians football game. So pretty exciting two schools that are going head to head here tonight. A chance to get to the Raleigh Duke Herbert Classic Championship game to take on the top seed Saxony Lutheran Crusaders, who cruised to victory last night on KJF over Crystal City 61-41. Jefferson's coming off a Monday victory against Herculaneum, 70-40, that final score. And St. Vincent played last night at 5 o'clock against the St. Louis Patriots and beat them 75-56. We are expecting high-octane offense, up and down action, and we'll see who gets to the victory lane first. Again, Saxony Lutheran awaiting the winner of tonight's affair in the Raleigh Duke Herbert Classic Championship. It's the Fleegs Equipment pregame show. Fleegs Equipment located in St. Genevieve and Ludington. Fleegs Equipment for all of your lawn, farm, and garden equipment needs. Let their family serve your family. If you're looking for them, they're located at Highway 32 in St. Genevieve on the outer service road at the Ludington exit, and they have offered up their online services to you at any time you please. That's Fleegs.com, F-L-I-E-G-S, Fleegs. We've got pregame coverage for you coming up next. We're going to speak to Sean Brees of the two-seeded Jefferson Blue Jays boys basketball team. Then we'll take a little break after that and talk to Bruce Valeroy. I got a chance to speak with him yesterday evening after his team beat St. Louis 75-56 and got a chance to get his thoughts on that game and the matchup here tonight as well. Again, it's Jefferson, it's St. Vincent, it's the Raleigh Duke Herbert Classic on KJF.
At Toyota, November is Govember. Everyone's raving about our Black Friday savings. Go explore in the versatile RAV4. It's built for adventure with cargo space for all your gear. Go road trip in the roomy Highlander. It's a family favorite with seating for up to 8. Go turn heads in the exhilarating Camry with style that captivates. Go enjoy the off-road in the Tacoma with available four-wheel drive. Or go high-tech in the sporty Corolla hatchback and pump up the volume. And as always, go safe. All these Toyota models and more come with an advanced safety system standard at no extra cost. Go to your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota value lasts, but our Black Friday deals won't. Govember ends soon. Learn more at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice, think Twin City.
Any real estate transaction requires trust. You should consider this when choosing your agent.
Understanding the ins and outs of a real estate transaction can be tricky. It's important you find an agent you can trust that will assist you with all the necessary paperwork and act as a buffer in the negotiations. Hi, I'm Candace Glore with Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington. If you're looking to invest in today's market, look me up online. I'm ready to be your agent.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate, your trusted real estate advisor in the Mineral area.
Make it a great night at Applebee's Bar and Grill. Hi, this is Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. Start out with a couple of appetizers and let the kids pick from their favorite menu item. For yourself, how about a half rack of baby back ribs with a 6-ounce sirloin steak, or a grilled shrimp skewer with 5 crispy shrimp and a 6-ounce USDA select top sirloin, or 10 crispy shrimp and grilled salmon. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu and specific times for happy hours and half-price appetizers. Doing good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
Matt Greenwood back with the Fleas Equipment pregame show, speaking to Jefferson Blue Jays head coach Sean Breeze as they get ready to take on the St. Vincent Indians. Chance to get to the Rolla Duke Herbert Classic Championship game. And coach, the St. Vincent team coming off a 75-56 win yesterday against the St. Louis Patriots. A team that matchup-wise with you guys, you know, I feel like matches up with you height-wise, size-wise, speed-wise as well.
Yeah, it's St. Vincent, and it's Coach Valroy, and it's the same thing year in, year out. When he loses players, he replaces them, and they're all very athletic. They're all very smart, and they can score inside, outside. So they're very quick up and down the floor. So we're going to just have to make sure that we try to match their speed.
I noticed in y'all's win on Monday over Herky, very accurate long passing that you guys do. You love the outlet pass, either Noel or Wyke or Bridges able to get it up ahead to whoever's on the run. How important is that to a win tonight, getting out on the run?
It's very important. It's a huge part of our game. We got to get out in transition, like to get a couple easy buckets, and then sometimes that frees us up in the half-court offense. But they're going to be tough to get buckets against. Like I said, they get up and down the floor so well, as fast, if maybe not faster than we are. So, but we need to get the ball out in transition. We'd like to make them play defense a little bit and, you know, make them work.
In a game that's expected to be kind of close, when you look at, you know, a quarter-by-quarter result, what's sort of the quarter that you're looking for, or the point in the game that you're looking for your team to kind of turn things up, if they get off to, you know, kind of a slow start?
Yeah, and that's the thing. The starts, you just never know. You know, you can be one bad shot off either way. But, you know, the whole – every quarter is important. The beginning of the game, very important to start well. And then third quarter, depending on what scores at halftime, got to come out and got to make a statement third quarter. And, you know, I anticipate an extremely good game, so I don't see either team pulling away from me either.
All right, looking forward to it, Coach. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Sean Breeze, head coach of the Jefferson Blue Jays, joining us here on the Fleas Equipment pregame show. We'll speak to St. Vincent head coach Bruce Valroy next.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
If you need new bedding, living room, dining room sets, recliners, or appliances, and you need to take advantage of our everyday discounted prices,
you'll find Patsy's Furniture is marked to the lowest possible price, so you won't be guessing.
We have a no-credit needed financing plan, and with approved credit, we offer a 24-month 0% interest financing option. And military and first responders receive a discount Patsy's every day.
Furniture. You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Pulse Tractor and Equipment continues to be the leader of compact tractor sales for St. Francis and surrounding counties. How, you ask? It's simple. By selling the best quality for the best price with the proven best warranty on the market. Hi, it's Hannah with LS, the major brand maker of two other brands. Brands that you already know and love. At Coles Tractor and Equipment, you get that same franchise quality with the best 6-year parts and labor warranty and more standard features than I can name in this 60-second ad. This month, get the 35-horsepower 4-wheel drive diesel tractor with loader and skid steer front bucket for only $16,999. That's right, get the 35-horsepower compact diesel tractor with loader for only $16,999. Give us a call today, 573-756-4353, or stop by Coles Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Coles Tractor and Equipment. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
Greenwood speaking with Bruce Valeroy of the St. Vincent Indians. They beat the St. Louis Patriots 75-56 in the opening round of the Raleigh Duke Herbert Classic. And Coach, the win means you punch your ticket to the semis, and you're going to take on the Jefferson Blue Jays tomorrow night at 6:30. But before we get to that, your thoughts on tonight's game?
Well, you know, it was our first game. We kind of started out, I think, a little nervous, and, you know, like you usually do in the first game. And but as the night went along, I thought we played really well and had a real good second half. We're only up 6 at half, and I think we started the third quarter on like a 22-4 run. And that's what you want to see out of your boys and stuff, and I'm very proud of the way we played overall tonight.
Now, I did walk in about, I guess, halfway through the third quarter, saw Isaac Ernst make a couple of big buckets. Can you kind of talk about him and some of the other players that you feel like will you know, have an impact, not just on tomorrow night's game, but on the season as well?
Well, Isaac's one of our returning starters from last year. He was our leading rebounder last year and did a very good job overall defensively. And, you know, at times his offense was good also, but we didn't really need his offense because we had three other players from last year who averaged 18 points a game. But Isaac is just one of those kids, works hard every day, wants to improve himself, and is our leader. And we expect great things out of him, and he's shown it so far, and I expect it to be like that all year.
The Jefferson Blue Jays, they're a team that likes to get up and down the floor. We saw in their victory over Herculaneum that they love the outlet pass. They love launching it 40, 50 feet down the court. And, a team that likes to keep the pace up. And it looked like your team was kind of the same. Have you had a chance to gauge how Jefferson might cause some issues for you or vice versa?
Well, you know, it starts with Eastern Null. He's our best player. He's a very good shooter, very good ball player. So, you know, that's going to be one of our keys to stop him. But they've got some other kids that can play. And, you know, right now, this early in the season, I think we got to worry about ourselves, how we come out, how we execute, how we handle things. And, you know, yeah, we got to slow them down. We don't want to make it a track meet or whatever. But, you know, we're going to run, and if we got a break, we'll take it. But if not, we're going to set up our offense. And I'm sure they're the same way. And it'll be an interesting matchup. We're conference opponents. We kind of know each other, you know, from the last few years. And I think it'll be a great matchup for both of us and a great early test for us to see where we're at this early in the season. And they're a very good ball club, so we're going to definitely have to play well tomorrow night to play with them.
How much do you feel like you might lean on Isaac Ernst, or some of the players might lean on Isaac Ernst to, you know, get mentally prepared for the Blue Jays, considering you are conference opponents and Isaac has played them a couple of times at least?
Yeah, you know, and we've had some other players. Garrett Double R was one of our kids off the bench last year. Alex Brickhouse played some varsity for us last year. So we have some kids that have some varsity experience. Kobe Hager was a starter until midway through the season until he got hurt and then ended up coming off the bench at the end of the year. So we've got some varsity experience. These guys played Jefferson last year. We blew a 15-point lead in the fourth quarter at our place, and they came back and beat us. And they outplayed us, you know, at the end when we couldn't put them away. So we do remember that from last year, but it's a new year. And we're just going to have to go out, play our game, and do the things asked of us. And we expect all our players. We got 9 on the varsity, all of them to play their roles and do what's asked of them, and we'll be fine.
That is Bruce Valeroy, head coach of the St. Vincent Indians, joining us here on Regional Radio. Thanks, Coach, for your time.
Appreciate the coverage. Thanks.
Go see JR today at Midwest Sports Center. They're just off Highway 67 in Farmington. And JR, just because the weather's getting a little bit cooler doesn't mean the deals are cooling off at Midwest Sports Center.
No, we've got some hot sales going on right now on all of our ATVs and side-by-sides. I've still got some mowers available also. Come see me, JR, at Midwest Sports Center. The number here is 573-756-7975. Just ask for JR.
Go get dirty with Midwest Sports Center today. They're located just off Highway 67 on Walker Drive in Farmington.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit AmFam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Bouse, agent 573-431-4893, or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today.
While the kids are off school for winter break, do you need somewhere safe and fun for them to go during the day? The Jefferson County Family YMCA will offer winter break camp for kindergartners through age 12, December 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th, and January 2nd, 3rd, and 4th from 6:15 in the morning until 6 at night. Children will stay busy with arts, crafts, swimming, sports, group games, and more. Space is limited. Register online at gwrymca.org/Jefferson County or call 636-931-9622 or stop by the Welcome Center today.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
Matt Greenwood back with you for AM 1400 KJF, about 90 seconds away from tip-off here in the Raleigh-Duke-Herbert Classic semifinal game between 2-seed Jefferson and 3-seed St. Vincent. We are in for quite a wild ride if history repeats itself. A pretty good contest last year between St. Vincent and Jefferson. Football field-wise, a pretty close contest there as well, so we fully expect another great, tight, close contest this evening as well. Let me go ahead and tell you a little bit more about Jefferson College. Did you know that under the new Missouri Core 42, certain credits taken at Jefferson College are guaranteed to transfer to any Missouri public college or university to meet general education requirements? Core 42 is just another way you can be sure that choosing Jefferson College is a smart move. To speak to a JeffCo Enrollment Services representative about degree programs, financial aid, registration, you can give them a call at 636-481-3000, 636-481-3000, or you can visit their website, jeffco.edu, and you can do that today. All right, it's time for the Presbyterian Manor, the way you want to live, starting lineups. Let's begin with the lower seed, the St. Vincent Indians, under head coach Bruce Valeroy. He'll throw out his starting five on the floor, and they are number 10, Alex Brickhouse, a 6'1" junior guard. Then you got Garrett Double R sporting the number 14. He's a junior 6-foot guard. Third in the starting five for St. Vincent is Isaac Ernst, number 20. He's a 6'5" senior forward. Then you have number 23, Sean Kosher, and he is a 6'3" sophomore center. And then Colby Hager rounds out the starting five for the Indians. He is wearing number 24. He's a junior forward at 6'3". And quickly for the Blue Jays, as we get ready for the tip-off, Jacob Bridges, Easton Null, John Wyke, Daniel McCorder, and Levi Ebersalt, the starting five for Coach Sean Breeze. It's the New Era Bank tip-off. It's easy to save your coins and change with New Era Bank's Roundup Savings. To see how easy it is, visit your local New Era Bank branch or go online at neweraBank.com. New Era Bank member FDIC. Tip-off won by the Indians as they go right to left here in half number one. Garrett Double R, quarterback for the football team, gives up a pass into the paint and then a kick out towards the top of the circle. Three ball, no good by Ernst. And the Jefferson Blue Jays get a rebound. The St. Vincent defense gets back. And the long pass out there by Null, stolen by Ernst. St. Vincent coming back our way as we're situated on the stage to the left of the St. Vincent bench. Or excuse me, the Jefferson bench. I guess we're to the left of both benches. Here's a mid-block fadeaway by Sean Kosher that comes up short, and then an over-the-back foul is going to go against Ernst, his first. Isaac Ernst will probably be the toughest guy that Jefferson will have to go up against this evening, a 6'5" forward with a beautiful-looking shot. All right, so Jefferson is going the other way as they operate left to right here in the first half. You got Easton Knoll with a step-back three off left. Baseline board for Kosher. Indians coming up the other way. Scoreless through 1 minute here in the first quarter, and a pushing foul will go against Daniel McCorder. So McCorder is wearing number 55 tonight, and Levi Eversalt is wearing number 40. It's different. Inbound from the baseline for the Indians, wearing their light blue shirt and shorts with a double white stripe down the left and right side. Near steal by the Blue Jays through the paint, though, able to reel it in. Hager kisses one off the glass and in for two. 2-0 lead for the Indians. Baseline post up Eversalt, overhead pass to the top of the circle. McCorder fakes right, drives left through the paint, kick out corner, three ball wide, too long, and a defensive rebound for the Indians. Crowd still filing in here for this second semifinal of the Raleigh-Duke Herbert Classic. Drive from the free throw line to the paint and over the outstretched arm of Bridges. Banking it home is Garrett Double R. Jefferson quickly the other way. They like to push the pace. Here's McCorder on the near side wing as Jefferson goes left to right. A couple of dribbles over into the wing for Bridges. Bridges dribbles across the perimeter. Up top to Wyke, and Wyke sinks it from downtown. And the Blue Jays are on the board. A 4-3 lead for the Indians. 5:50 to play in quarter number one. Brought to you by Fleegs Equipment and St. Genevieve and Lettington. Top of the circle. Good ball movement there by the Indians. They get the elbow J from Ernst, but it's too strong. Two-on-one fast break. Bridges goes left to Knoll. Top of the circle. Drives to the paint. Dumps it off to Eversalt. Kicks it up top. Back to Knoll. Knoll. Lob pass down low. Wyke lets the two defenders pass as he pump faked and then puts it off the glass and in. John Wyke has all 5 points for the Blue Jays. They lead it by one. 5:23 to go here in quarter number one. On the wing, it's Alex Brickhouse. He's got the ball. Right hit pass to the near side corner for Hager. Hager quickly flips it to Double R, who pump faked and got the defender up in the air and then went up for the shot, got fouled. Bucket no good. But free throws coming for Double R. Garrett Double R, quarterback for the St. Vincent Indians football team, a Dream Team nominee. Floats up the first free throw and gets it to go. Double R and the Indians finishing 5-6 this year, but they gave the Jefferson football team a run for their money. It was a 21-20 game in mid-October as the second free throw is good from Double R. St. Vincent had just scored a touchdown with about 5 seconds left, went for two, and did not get it. Jefferson hung on to win it 1-0. Here's a turnover by the Blue Jays. Quickly up ahead, the Indians. A baseline pass underneath, and a little kiss home by Brickhouse. Three different players have scored for the Indians. They lead 8-5. Bridges crossover left to the wing, McCorder. Left side of the floor. Quick pass to the near side wing. On the right side of the floor, Knoll. Gets a screen from White, goes around it, then goes left with the dribble and runs into one of the Indians, but he was pushed from behind. Let's see who the foul is going to be on as Ernst has possibly picked up foul number two. He has. So Isaac Ernst, as I mentioned, 6'5", senior forward, pretty nice stroke, pretty good putting the ball in the hoop, and so he sits with two fouls. He'll probably miss the remainder of this first quarter. Still Jefferson ball, free throw, jumper rattles through for Easton Knoll. Knoll joins Wyke on this score sheet. They've got seven. Blue Jays down by one, under 4.5 to play here in quarter number one. In the corner with it is Kosher looking to pass it off. He does. Mid-block, stop and pop, and bank shot no good by Hager. Rebound underneath by McCorder. Gets it up to Wyke, crosses the timeline, right side of the floor to Bridges. Bounce pass on the baseline is... it's out of bounds. There we go. As Eversalt could not quite get down the floor in time and receive that bounce pass underneath the basket. So turnover by the Blue Jays there, second. Third, actually. And we'll have a substitution as Cole Holdinghausen will come in for Eversalt. Small lineup on the floor. Tallest guy is about 6'3", John Wyke. Indians going right to left, spinning into the body, mid-block fadeaway from 5 feet out. You betcha. Garrett Double R has started this game off with 6 points for the Indians. They lead 10-7, under four to play in quarter number one. Null hesitates right, drives left, baseline, puts up the shot from point-blank range and has it altered. St. Vincent coming the other way. And a bounce pass through the paint by Double R leads his teammate Brickhouse too far, and it comes up on the stage with us. Almost went behind the red curtain. And so a turnover there by the Indians. Bridges will bring the ball up the floor for the Blue Jays. From left to right again, they go left side of the floor, Holdinghausen on the wing. Looking for a pass, goes to the top of the circle. Null from 32 feet, yes, sir. Easton Null catching fire early on. He and Wyke each have five. We're all tied up at 10 apiece, 3:25 to play here in quarter number one. It's Brickhouse dribbling between the legs, lobs it inside the free throw line, kick out there to the wing, three ball, Double R off the mark, and the rebound down low by Holdinghausen. Hands it off to Null. Null looking left, fires left to Wyke. Wyke mid-block, drives, attacks, and scoops it up and in for two. The Blue Jays offense continues to move without the ball and attack as well. 12-10 lead for the Blue Jays. Side of the backboard, the shot off of that by Charles Sauer, who got too far underneath, had to try to fade away and adjust, couldn't do so. And on the other end of the floor, Wyke missing a three that goes over the top of the board, but not before we have a pushing foul called on the Blue Jays. And it goes against Holdinghausen. That's his first, team's third, Jefferson, up by two. Elbow extended, Sauer, looking for someone to pass it to. Turns on that pivot foot and finds a guy to his right, Brickhouse. Brickhouse dribbles into the corner, nearly lost out of bounds, and saves it. Back up top, the Indians go. Bounce pass through the top of the circle. With the ball is Sauer. Indians taking their time. They get a three-point shot. It comes up short from Brickhouse. Rebound underneath is by Wibbenmeyer, who puts a shot back up and hit the bottom of the rim. And then what do we have here? Looks like we might have ourselves a foul. Couldn't quite tell if that was a foul or the ball went out of bounds. As we move on here, it's 12-10 Blue Jays. Null from the wing. Gets past Double R, but a hand check foul there by Garrett Double R, his first personal. 2:06 to go in this first quarter, brought to you by New Era Bank, Farmington, Fredericktown, Park Hills, Deloge, and Bonterre, as well as Coles Tractor and Equipment of Farmington, and Lucas Smith Chrysler Center of Festus. Inbound along the sideline in front of the St. Vincent bench for the Blue Jays. They've got a two-point lead. Here's Eric Eisenbeis driving past his defender, attacks the rim, and comes up with a floater that goes long. And we have ourselves a reach-in foul on the defensive rebound. And it's going to go against Eisenbeis. So he missed the shot, tried to make up for it by stealing the ball, but he got too much arm and pays the price for it. Under two to play in this first quarter. Brickhouse receives the pass, but a moving screen is going to be called on Colby Hager. Hager stepped into Null, freeing up Brickhouse to receive the pass, but the official right on top of the play made the call. Inbound in the backcourt for the Blue Jays, operating left to right, right side of the floor. Bridges crosses the timeline with a dribble. Bounce pass already to the low block for Wyke. Wyke kisses it off the window and in. That was about as easy as it gets for the Blue Jays, as the Indian zone had not quite gotten set up. And because of that, they missed Wyke down low, and he gets the easy score. We got ourselves a timeout on the floor. 14-10, Blue Jays the lead with 1:40 to play in the first quarter here on KJF.
When it comes to chronic disease management, you need someone who will walk with you toward a healthier life. Comtree Primary Care offers affordable and accessible comprehensive care in a home-like environment.
Our doctors, nurses, and staff involve you in health decisions and goals and welcome you into our family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
Out of the timeout, St. Vincent has the ball quickly up the floor. Bounce pass through the paint, stolen by Wyke. Blue Jays quickly up the other way. Null crossing the timeline, standing right in front of the St. Vincent bench. Gets past his defender, easily floats it up off the backboard side rim. No good. Rebound Indians. 1:15 to play in this first quarter. 4-point lead for the Blue Jays. Indians trying to cut into it. Inside the key is Double R. Forced to give it up to Brickhouse. Top of the circle. Back to Double R. Double R telling guys to come closer. They do. That brings the defenders. Double R flips it over to the right for Brickhouse. A bigger part in that was Wibbenmeyer. Now with the ball, mid-block extended is Hager. Bounce pass down low. Post-up move up and through. The defender goes Sauer, and he's on the board off the bench for the Indians. And just like that, like, man, it took him 2.5 seconds to get up the floor and scoop it up with the right hand and in. Four-point advantage still for the Blue Jays as Weick and Knoll, the only two players for Jefferson to score so far. 30 seconds to go in this first quarter. Bounce pass out of the corner. Fake shot mid-block. Drive, dish, shot, no good. Wibbenmeyer, though, will go to the free throw line. The whistle you heard there was a foul on the Blue Jays. It's going to go against Easton Knoll. So it appears. Yes, that is Knoll's first personal foul. Fifth team foul for the Blue Jays as the Indians bring in a couple of fresh faces. One of them includes Sean Harold. And trying to locate the other guy, I believe it's Sean Kosher. Free throw, Wibbenmeyer, no good. And the bucket did count, by the way. So the Indians down by two. Knoll with the ball. No shot clock in high school basketball. Knoll flips it over with the left hand to Weick. Back to Knoll, 10 seconds on the clock. 2-3 zone for the Indians. Knoll back over to Weick, left side of the floor. Kicks into the corner. Three ball, Eisenbeiss comes up short. Just hit the bottom of the net. Rebound, Indians. Three quarters court, lob by Double R. No good as it bounces up on the stage left. All right, 16-14. Good, entertaining, up and down first quarter. It's the Jefferson Blue Jays on top by two in the Rolla Duke Herbert Classic on KJF.
From shredding to mailboxing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business, even impressing your customers. When you have your packages professionally packed by our certified packing experts and backed with the Pack and Ship Guarantee to make sure your business looks
outstanding.
The UPS Store, every ing for small business. And of course, shipping. The UPS Store franchise locations are independently owned and operated. Services, pricing, and hours may vary. See center for details.
Hi, this is Jim, owner of the UPS Store in Festus in the Gannon Plaza. Come see us for all your printing, shipping, and packaging needs.
Everybody's going home, pool and spa.
Imagine slipping into your own spa at the end of a long day. Soothing, relaxing, refreshing. This can be your life. We can help. I'm Angie DeClue, owner of Home Pools and Spas. We have new inventory of spas, starting from two-person all the way up to family size. One that will fit in the corner of your patio to larger models that can be used indoors or out. Home Pools and Spas on the Outer Service Road just south of the Ludington exit.
KJFF Festus, Crystal City, Imperial DeSoto.
Matt Greenwood in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College, your next step. Second quarter begins in the Rolla Duke Herbert Classic semifinal. St. Vincent down by two, but they've got the ball. Chance to tie with a two and take the lead with a three, a back-and-forth battle between these two schools as expected tonight, as the winner will advance to the championship on Friday against Saxony Lutheran. Elbow J from about 12 feet is good by Sean Kosher. And we are all squared up at 16 apiece. In the corner, right side of the floor, Holdinghausen flips it up top to Weick. Hand in there, Ernst, up the floor with it. Misses with a right-hand layup. It was contested by Knoll. Rebound underneath by Double R. Puts his body into Weick. Put up the shot, no good, but the foul. So Holdinghausen turns it over for the Blue Jays. It turns into a fast break opportunity for Ernst. And eventually his teammate Double R reaps the benefits as he'll toe the line for two. First one is good. A Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw from Double R. Coldwell Banker Holsey. They move this town online at coldwellbankerholsey.com. Check them out. Daniel McCorder into the game for the Blue Jays. Double R is going to get a second free throw. And that one spins on in. 8 points for Double R, 4-4 from the charity stripe. Near turnover there by the Blue Jays as it was deflected out of bounds by St. Vincent. Blue Jays going left to right in this first half. Near the midcourt stripe, Knoll will bounce it into the backcourt to Bridges, right there toeing the line. And now he comes forward, flips it over to the wing for Knoll. Back to Bridges, swings it left, McCorder into the corner, Holdinghausen holds it there for a brief moment, back to McCorder, they swing it around the perimeter to the wing. Knoll gets a screen out of this 2-3 zone. Knoll pops from three-point range and came up short. Long rebound chase into the corner. And it was the last touch by the Indians. Initially, one of the three officials said it was St. Vincent ball, but everyone quick to correct him, even the other two officials. So it stays Jefferson ball as they trail by two here in the second quarter. Bridges near the Crystal City logo, flips it quickly over to Knoll. Knoll drives past the defender to the baseline, tries to pass him a quarter too strong, and double R steals it up the other way. He'll draw the body contact and just get it off the glass and in. Garrett double R with a strong move to the bucket. He's got 10, and the Indians lead by four. Holdinghausen, top of the circle, draws a double in this 2-3 zone, picks up the dribble. Flips it over to McCorder, back right to Knoll. Right side of the floor, Blue Jays operate. Man down low out of the zone as Ebersol. Bridges didn't see him, so he goes up top to McCorder. They'll swing it around the perimeter into the corner. Three ball, Knoll. Yes, around the world and in. Easton Knoll, his second three of the night. He's got eight. Only two Blue Jays have scored. Knoll and Weick. Knoll with eight, Weick with 11. That's a Bloomsdale Bank stat for you. Underneath, shot through the defender, no good. And we have a number 25 on the floor that is not on our roster. So we'll try to work on that. Here's number 25 putting up a shot from the baseline. Missed it. Rebound, double R, put back try, no good. And then a reach-in foul on number 25. All right. Did not expect to run into this issue this evening. So we'll try to figure out who number 25 is for the Indians. Sean Harold, number 13, takes a seat. It's either Mingione or Sauer. My guess is it's Mingione. Again, we'll try to find that out for you. Blue Jays have the ball, and they're down by one with under six to play. Bridges comes up short from his free throw jumper, and the rebound underneath by the Indians. 5:35 to play in quarter number two. Indians, chance to stretch the lead. Their largest lead of the game has been four. Into the corner, Indians have it. And then a ball poked from behind on the elbow extended by McCorder, but he apparently tapped the left elbow of Hager on that steal attempt. And because of that personal foul by McCorder, that put St. Vincent in the bonus, so one-and-one opportunity. Free throw up and free throw off. Rebound for the Blue Jays. They'll move up the floor. Left to right they go. Knoll picked up his dribble, almost traveled. Now flips it to Bridges, about 40 feet away from the bucket. Bounce pass to the left, and McCorder sees it go through his hands and out of bounds. A turnover by the Blue Jays as they continue some sloppy half-court offense. They are a very good team on the move, and when a team runs out of 2-3 zone like the Indians do and force the Blue Jays to go into half-court sets, that's where they could find a little bit of trouble, and we'll see how that plays out the rest of the night. 8-foot jumper from Ernst, left side of the bucket, comes up no good. Rebound underneath by the Blue Jays. And that is Colin Gosnell into the game. Quickly up ahead to Bridges. His lob pass forward to the corner. Knoll has to chase it out of bounds, and he saves it over to Bridges. Flips it quickly to Gosnell. Misses from just inside the charity stripe. And then an over-the-back foul by Gosnell. And a quick chat for Isaac Ernst as he heads over to Coach Valeroy. Coach Valeroy, I guess, drawing something up or not quite sure, but free throws coming for John Wibbenmeyer. ...20-19 lead in the second quarter, brought to you by Comptria Festus, the UPS store in Festus, Twin City Toyota of Herculaneum, and Jefferson College of Hillsboro. First free throw is up and good from John Wibbenmeyer. Couple of dribbles from the right hip. Goes into the shooting motion and sinks free throw number two. Wibbenmeyer's got four off the bench for Coach Valeroy, and the Indians back up three. 22-19 inside of five to play in the first half. Bridges, top of the circle. Bounce pass past the right foot of the Indians, but it's stolen by Hager. Indians quickly up the floor. Right to left they go. Near side wing is double R. Overhead pass to Brickhouse. Top of the circle goes to the right. Fadeaway jumper after the body contact by Ernst. It's short. No call there as Ebersol played defense on him. Blue Jays get it into the front court quickly. Knoll with a left-hand pass to Bridges. Back to Knoll, right side. Back to the top for Bridges. Again, the 2-3 zone. Shifting side to side, the Indians. As they extend that zone to the perimeter, two guys on Null. Now Null, three ball. Yes, sir. Easton Null has got his third three of the night. All 6 points in the second quarter. We're all tied up at 22-22. Double R on the wing front court. Goes to Ernst. Fadeaway jumper inside the free throw line. It just rolls off the rim, and the rebound underneath by Easton Null. Null brings the ball up the timeline, right side of the floor. Goes right side. Ebersolt. Overhead pass to the top. Quick touch pass down low to Bridges. He blows the layup try. It was contested. Rebound underneath by Wibbenmeyer of the Indians, and a jump ball is called. He thought he got hacked. Jump ball means possession arrow favoring the Blue Jays. Nice little touch pass by Hayden Wagner, who has checked into the game for the Blue Jays. Unfortunately, Bridges just couldn't quite gather himself for a clean shot. Bridges will take the inbound pass and then flip it back to Null, who inbounded it to him. And then Null, with a hand in his face, says, "I got this one," as he sinks it from downtown. Easton Null's got four threes on the night, three of them here in quarter number two. Three-point lead for the Blue Jays. Ernst, top of the key, flips it over double R to Brickhouse off the screen, throws it back to Ernst and throws it long and wide and over his head. Kind of a mixture of both, and it goes out of bounds. Turnover by the Indians. All right, Blue Jays up by three, approaching the three-minute mark of this second quarter, brought to you by Applebee's of Farmington and the YMCA of Jefferson County and Festus, as well as Midwest Sports Center, Walker Drive, Farmington. Bridges to Eisenbeiss on the wing, into the corner for Wagner. No shot there for him. Goes up top to Bridges. Moving the ball around the perimeter. Three ball again, in your face three, but Null cannot convert there. Offensive board attempt underneath. Hayden Wagner could not pull it in as it goes out of bounds off of him last. And the Indians will inbound it quickly in the backcourt. Right to left they go. Double R crosses the timeline right on that red and black Hornets logo. To the elbow for Hager. And then Hager, a step through jumper from the low block, gets it to go. Nice little nifty move there by Colby Hager. Blue Jays running it. Null into the air, passes it into the corner. Three ball Wagner comes up short, bounces high off the rim, reeled in by Double R. Indians coming up the other way, down by one, chance to take the lead with a bucket here. Double R on the right side of the floor. Wants his screen, no screen comes. Instead, he gives it up to Hager. Turnaround jumper, no good. He lost his balance, but there's an offensive rebound for the Indians, and now a hip check as Null fouls Double R. That is team foul number 9, personal foul number 2 for Easton Null. And Null will have a quick chat with head coach Sean Breeze. 1-1 situation for Double R. Looks at the bucket, thinks about it, puts the ball in his right hand, and gets it to go in. Double R, 5 of 5 from the charity stripe. It has been kind to him. Here's Wagner coming off the floor, holding Housen to replace him. Indians already have two guys back defensively as they get ready to set up that 2-3 zone. Second free throw is good by Double R. He's got 6 free throws. And the Indians back up by 1, 26-25. And I believe that is Ryan Mingione, who is listed on the roster as number 30, the roster that we have, but I believe he's number 25 for the Indians. So he's into the game. 26-25 again, the lead for the Indians. McCorder on the wing. Lob pass into the corner. Holdinghausen left wide open for three. Back iron, no good. Rebound along the baseline is reeled in by Wibbenmeyer. Bounce pass up ahead to Brickhouse. Brickhouse back to Wibbenmeyer. Fakes the shot. Drives into the paint. Uncontested shot, no good as he was off balance. Rebound Ebersolt. The Blue Jays headed the other way. Bridges, left side of the floor, bounce pass to McCorder, drives baseline underneath, kicks it out to Eisenbeiss. Step back three is no good. Traveling is going to be called on Eisenbeiss. He traveled before the shot. So with 1:38 to play, the Indians a chance to extend their one-point lead. Double R with a little hop in his step, attacks the basket, and kisses it off the glass for two. Double R has been quite impressive tonight. He's got 8 in the second quarter, 14 for the game. Eisenbeiss up and under the defender, misses with the runner. 1:20 to play. Double R gets away with a carry and then runs right into the body of Bridges, knocks him over, gets called for the offensive foul, and Bridges slow to get up. Good sportsmanship by Double R, helping up Bridges, along with Bridges' teammate Holdinghausen. So with 1:16 to play, the Blue Jays can tie it with a three. Left to right they go in the backcourt, just to the right of the Hornet logo, right next to the antennas. Bridges has it, flips it over to the wing, left side, McCorder. Back around the perimeter they go. Along the baseline, Eversalt, mid-block extended, gets rid of it to Eisenbeis, who settles for the five-foot shot, and he got fouled in the act of shooting. Team foul number 7 on the St. Vincent Indians. The personal goes to number 25. Again, my belief is that is Ryan Mingione. He's a bench player for the Indians. Eric Eisenbeis gets the Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw to go through, and Eisenbeis becomes the first player not named Null or Wyke to score for the Blue Jays. So only three guys have scored for Jefferson. That stat brought to you by Bloomsdale Bank. Under a minute to go, it's 28-26. Indians with the ball. Wibbenmeyer splits the double on the way to the bucket, misses with a shot, gets his own rebound, kicks it up top. On the wing now, left side dribble, double R, picks it up, goes up top to Brickhouse. Brickhouse looking to drive on Eric Eisenbeis, shifts his feet very nicely, forces Brickhouse to give it up top to Wibbenmeyer. Top of the circle now with it is double R. Bounce pass with the right hand over to the wing for Wibbenmeyer. To Hager, kicks it to the wing, double R, and he's way off the mark on that three ball. Missed to the right side, didn't even touch rim. 20 seconds to go. Blue Jays can tie it with a two, take the lead with a three. Bridges, ball on his right hip, settles it. Looks to Coach Breeze, crossover dribble to the right. Bounce pass Eisenbeis, mid-block extended to Eversalt along the baseline to McCorder. McCorder swings it around left to the top of the circle for Bridges. Back to McCorder, 6 seconds to go. Easton Knoll is on the bench. He cannot take the final shot here. 2 seconds, McCorder through the paint, kicks it. Wing, three, Bridges, way off the mark. Airballed it over the rim. We have come to the conclusion of our first half. A tight ball game, just like we anticipated between the two and the three seed in this Raleigh Duke Herbert Classic. It's 28-26. Indians leading the Blue Jays. We'll have our Midwest Sports Center halftime show coming up in 3 minutes on KJF.
Christmas will be here before you know it, and we all wish we had a little more money this time of the year. Paul Hale here with New Era Bank, and we offer Christmas clubs to do just that. You save a little or a lot each week, and we pay you out a check the next October that you can use to buy Christmas gifts or pay those year-end taxes. We are opening Christmas clubs right now, so come in today at any of our convenient locations to get more information or visit our website at www.newerabank.com. New Era Bank, member FDIC.
If you have water or fire damage in your home or business, call Bryant Restoration at 986-3260. Hi, I'm Reggie Aubuchon, owner of Bryant Restoration. At Bryant Restoration, we strive to provide an efficient, transparent experience to help take the stress out of your situation. Bryant Restoration is IICRC certified, and we work with all insurance companies. Locally owned and operated, we have locations in St. Francis County and Poplar Bluff, covering all of Southeast Missouri. We'd like to wish all local high school athletes good luck this season. Bryant Restoration, online at bryantrestorationco.com.
Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy is excited to let you know that they are now open in their new Deloge location at 1131 North Deloge Drive, right between Specs Optical and O'Reilly Auto. We are even more excited that our UPS store is now open as well and ready to serve your print, ship, and mail needs. Be sure to stop by on Wednesday, November 28th between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. for our grand opening celebration. Smoky Valley Barbecue will be with us offering lunch for purchase, and you can register to win some awesome prizes. Ribbon cutting to be held at noon. We'll see you then.
Are you ready for an exciting new career that offers job security, flexibility, and independence? Rankin Technical College in Perryville is now accepting student applications for a 10-week CDL training class. The Gilster Mary Lee Corporation will provide the necessary funding for program training if your application is approved. You'll receive a benefits package which includes miles paid by the hub, paid downtime, unloading allowances, vacation Christmas and holiday bonuses, plus insurance. Call Mike Welker today at 800-851-5300. Where can you go to have your land loan, construction loan, and permanent financing done all in one place? Bloomsdale Bank does it all. If you can dream it, you can build it with the right financing. Call and speak with one of their expert loan officers about a construction loan today. They service all loans locally. They'll help you make it happen. Visit their website or visit any of their five locations in Herculaneum, Crystal City, Bloomsdale, or St. Genevieve. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
We're already thinking spring at Mineral Area College because now is the time to register for Mineral Area College's spring classes. The new semester starts January 14th.
Whether you take classes during the day, at night, or online, reserve your spot soon to get the classes you need to excel. Spring semester starts January 14th, so register online at mineralarea.edu or call Student Services to get started. It starts here at Mineral Area College.
Matt Greenwood back with you for the Midwest Sports Center halftime show. St. Vincent 28, Jefferson 26. That is the score after the first 16 minutes of action in this Raleigh-Duke-Herbert Classic semifinal game. And the winner's going to play the Saxony Lutheran Crusaders, who picked up a win yesterday against Crystal City, 61-41. So the Crusaders will await the winner of this game on Friday. And, of course, we will have the championship game if Jefferson makes it. If not, we'll still do the third place game if Jefferson is unfortunate enough to lose the game tonight. They would then take on Crystal City again for third place. So if Jefferson wins, though, then we'll definitely have the championship for you Friday at 7:30. If not, like I said, third place game for Jefferson Crystal City, that would be a 6 o'clock game on Friday. We'll bring that for you on at KJF. I want to take a moment to let you know about our new Instagram account on KJF. It's KJFF Sports, just like basically everything else that we have on Twitter and Facebook and all that good stuff. KJFF Sports is our new Instagram account, and I got some warm-up picks, some pregame picks that I put up on there earlier this evening. If you want to go check those out, a couple of in-action shots there by your great cameraman, Matt Greenwood. I'm not really that great. It's the phone that takes a good picture. But anyway, so yeah, follow us on Instagram, KJFF Sports, as we post pictures of pregame stuff and in-game stuff as well for all of our athletics. All right, that being said, I want to shift my attention to Jefferson College here for a second. And did you know under the new Missouri Core 42, certain credits taken at Jefferson College are guaranteed to transfer to any Missouri public college or university to meet general education requirements. Yeah, Core 42 is just another way you can be sure that choosing Jefferson College is a smart move. To speak to a JEFCO Enrollment Services representative about degree programs, financial aid, registration, all that good stuff, you can call 636-481-3000. That's 481-3000. Or you can visit their website, jefco.edu. I want to thank some of our sponsors for our broadcast this evening, including Home Pools and Spas of Ludington, of course, Midwest Sports Center at Walker Drive in Farmington, Bloomsdale Bank in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City, as well as Patsy's Furniture, St. Joe Drive in Park Hills, and Presbyterian Manor in Farmington. Let's get to your first half stats. Again, St. Vincent 28, Jefferson 26 at the break. We'll begin with the team that currently trails, the Blue Jays. Three different guys scored, pretty easy to keep track of that. Easton Knoll with 14 total points of the team's 26. Knoll going 3 of 5 from beyond the arc in the second quarter. He's got four threes on the night, again, for a total of 14. John Weick had an 11-point first quarter, held silent in quarter number two. And then off the bench, Eric Eisenbeis going 1 of 2 from the line. He's got 1 point on the evening. That total of 26 points, if my math serves me correctly there, and it does. All right, cool. Alex Brickhouse in the starting five for the Indians with two. Colby Hager, another starter for Coach Valeroy and St. Vincent, has four. Sean Kosher has two. Off the bench, John Wibbenmeyer with 4 points and Charles Sauer with 2 points. By the way, I did confirm it earlier with the scores table that Ryan Mingione is indeed number 25 tonight for the Indians, originally on our roster numbered 30, and said he is 25 tonight. Getting back to the Bloomsdale Bank stats, Garrett Double R leading all scores for St. Vincent with 14 total. He's tied for the lead in the game in points with Easton Knoll, again 14 apiece. Bloomsdale Bank is connected to their customers and have been since 1914. They're located in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City, so just about anywhere you can find a Bloomsdale bank. Again, they are our representative for stats throughout the basketball season. It's the Midwest Sports Center halftime show, 28-26. St. Vincent leading the Jefferson Blue Jays. Three seed looking for the slight upset here in the Raleigh-Duke-Herbert Classic. Trip to the championship game for Friday is on the line between these two. We'll start the third quarter in 1 minute and 30 seconds here on AM 1400. KJF, stick around.
For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com. For generations, Massey Ferguson has been more than just a name in the field. Like Fliggs Equipment, it is a name that has been trusted and withstood the test of time. Hi, I'm Clarissa Nagger. Jason and I would like to invite you to stop by either of the Fliggs locations and test drive for yourself the brand new Massey Ferguson tractors on the lot. From compact to full-size machines that can do work on your biggest plantation. Fliggs Equipment, proud to be your full-line Massey Ferguson dealer. Fliggs Equipment, let our family serve your family. St. Genevieve, Ledington, and online at Fliggs.com.
Are you or a loved one facing the thought of having to move into a nursing home because you're no longer able to care for yourself or your loved one at home? Consult with Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve before you do anything. They provide in-home care to seniors and the disabled to keep them in the comfort and familiarity of their own home. So give them a call at 573-883-8997 to set up an appointment or visit them at 1010 St. Genevieve Drive. Community In-Home Services in St. Genevieve. Serving you and yours since 2002.
Matt Greenwood with you in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step as we're up on the stage here at Crystal City High School, host of the 7th Raleigh-Duke-Herbert Classic. It was the Crystal City Classic beforehand, but when you're a coach that wins 200 games with one school and you take them to the state championships twice, yeah, you get a tournament named after you. We start the third quarter here. The Indians up by two. A quick turnaround there in the paint by Kosher is no good. And the Blue Jays with a chance to tie it with a two-pointer and take the lead with a three. Knoll fakes the three. Gets the defender in the air. Drives past him. Stops and pops. Elbow extended. No good. And a rebound for the Indians. Brickhouse headed the other way. Bounce pass from the perimeter to the mid-block extended along the baseline to Hager. Hager to Ernst. Ernst fadeaway got tripped up. No call there. Came up short on the shot. And it's still a two-point lead for the Indians. Bridges left alone in the corner. Passes up the shot. Gives it to Knoll on the wing. Right to left, the Blue Jays will be going here in this second half. And they have it on the middle of the floor. McCorder kicks it to the near side for Wyke. Wyke to Ebersole. Pass back to Wyke on the free throw line is tipped away and stolen by Double R. Quickly up the other way. Gets the layup to go and draws the foul. Garrett Double R picking up where he left off. 14 first half points. Doing a good job of attacking the bucket and drawing contact and getting to the rim, or getting to the free throw line, I should say. He's 6 of 6 from the free throw line so far tonight. Seventh free throw is also good. 31-26 lead for St. Vincent. Blue Jays, again, operating right to left. McCorder with the ball in the corner, forced to give it up, and he turns it over. Threw it right into the arms of Ernst. Up ahead quickly to Double R. Will spin it up there off the glass and in on the fast break. Five third quarter points. Good start for the Indians. They settle into that 2-3 zone again. Actually, it looks like a 1-3-1. Jefferson able to get a pass down low to Ebersole, who misses the shot. Rebound underneath by the Indians. Ernst going left to right. Lob pass down low on the run and getting too far underneath the basket was Kosher as he misses the layup try. McCorder the other way. Dribble behind the back. Stops into the corner on the right side of the floor and goes to Knoll on the wing. A 1-3-1 zone for the Indians. It's a little unusual and very tough to beat, but Wyke does beat it with a three-pointer from the corner. And the Blue Jays are back within four. Timeout called by Coach Breeze. We'll take it with them. It's a Patsy's Furniture timeout here on KJF.
When it's all said and done, what really matters? For Serenity Hospice Care patient Jack, hospice isn't about giving up. It's not about the end. It's about right now. It's about spending precious time with the people we love.
Come on, Grandpa!
And the little moments that create lasting memories. It's focusing on what's important to you and remembering life is beautiful in all stages.
Matt Greenwood back with you on AM 1400 KJF. Glad to have your ears with us this evening. We're at Crystal City High School. It's the Rolla Duke Herbert Classic. Semifinal game, St. Vincent and Jefferson. The Indians of St. Vincent down in Perryville, Missouri, up by 4 with 6:22 to play in this third quarter. Timeout called by Coach Breeze of the Blue Jays after a Wyke three ball. And the Indians will skip a pass across the timeline into the front court, and then a touch pass by Brickhouse through the paint is deflected away. St. Vincent keeps it, and then a baseline jumper by Sean Kosher falls through from about 8 feet out. Blue Jays operating right to left. White from the wing into the corner for Eisenbeis. Fakes a shot, drives right, stops, takes a baseline jumper, comes up no good, and the rebound by the Indians. Hager to double R, crosses the timeline with a bounce pass forward to Ernst. From point-blank range, left side of the bucket, misses, and then a reach-in foul called. No. They're going to go with a tie-up called, and possession arrow favors the Blue Jays. 35-29 lead for the Indians. They had a two-point advantage at the break. Six-point lead is their largest of the night. Pass by White to Eisenbeis, wasn't ready for it. Double R steals it. Indians left to right they go. Up the floor quickly. Bank shot home from the right side. Double R is on fire tonight. Everything coming inside the perimeter for Double R. He's got seven in this third quarter, 21 for the game. 5:25 to play in this third period. Indians go to the 2-3 zone now. Corner three ball, Bridges, no good. A rebound, touch or tip down low to Eisenbeis, who turns around and finds the hole with that shot off the glass. Eisenbeis now has three on the night. Indians, an errant pass is deflected up towards the rafters and comes back down out of bounds, and it's going to stay St. Vincent ball as they try to get a quick pass into the paint. And Noel got his hand in there, but the Indians will maintain possession. And then I believe we have ourselves a push foul on the inbound. And it's going to go against number 23, Kosher. That's his first personal. St. Vincent now just has one team foul here in the second half. Bridges bringing the ball up the floor, right to left. The Blue Jays go. Eisenbeis with a pass behind Bridges. Good thing Wyke was there. Picks it up on the wing. Bounce pass to the low block. Ebersole has no shot. Passes it up top to Knoll. Fakes a drive right. Goes left. A runner through the defense. No good, but a foul is called on the Indians. And that's Isaac Ernst's third personal foul. Team second for the Indians. Knoll to inbound it, lobs it up. It's stolen by Ernst. Ernst quickly up the floor, throws a pass to nobody in particular, the cooler guy, the Gatorade cooler guy is who he threw it to. It's a turnover by St. Vincent as they got a little too far ahead of themselves. Coach Richardson of the Crystal City Hornets walking right past us here on the stage at Crystal City High School. He's got a third-place game to worry about on Friday. Corner three, Eisenbeis. Long rebound comes out to Wyke around the free-throw line. He picks it up and then lost it. Stolen by Isaac Ernst. Ernst on the wing. Tries to get past Knoll. Good defender, Knoll. Ernst kicks it to the wing side. And Brickhouse with a three-ball. No good. Tipped out by the Indians. Second opportunity from the left side of the bucket. Kissing it off the window and in is Kosher. Indians up 39-31, 8 points, their largest lead. White, top of the circle to Ebersole, low block, kicks it to the wing, Knoll. Three ball, spins on through for Easton Knoll. Blue Jays have to do a better job of finding Easton Knoll. He has 17 points. He's had the hot hand since the beginning of the second quarter. Blue Jays back down five, under four to play. From left to right, the pass goes. Double R on the wing to Ernst, bobbles it. Collects it, goes left side, baseline Kosher. Kosher, one dribble, picks it up, overhand pass to Double R on the wing to Brickhouse in the corner. Keeping it along the baseline, the Indians. And what do we have here? It looks like a pushing foul on Eisenbeis as he nudged Colby Hager in the back as Hager went to receive the pass. And that is the first personal foul for Eisenbeis. I think he has two, actually. Anyway, Indians with the ball in the corner, far side of the floor from us as we're on the stage behind one of the backboards, the opposite backboard. as the 12-foot jumper from just around the baseline rattles out and then deflected out of bounds. Last touch by the Blue Jays. St. Vincent in possession. Corner three ball. Double R with a hand in his face. He's not worried about it as he sinks the three. Garrett, double R. Just cannot miss tonight. Wyke, three ball. High arcing three. Bank shot, no good. Eisenbeis goes up for the rebound. Cannot bring it in. Double R, of course, right underneath the bucket to reel it in. Gets it back from Ernst. Up ahead quickly with a pass there to Brickhouse. Fakes a shot. Attacks the rim. And a foul is called. And I believe it's a reach in on the Blue Jays. It is 14. That's Eisenbeis. And I believe that's his third personal. Eisenbeis will take a seat. Hayden Wagner comes in to replace him. 42-34, Indians matching their largest lead of the night. Double R, lob pass up to the top of the circle from the baseline to Ernst, brings it down, then hands it off to the wing for Double R. Couple of dribbles, Double R picks it up off the right hip, looking for a pass, comes back left side, Ernst. Ernst gets around a Double R screen, gets past Null, drives baseline underneath, kicks it up top to Brickhouse, swings it over right side, Double R, fakes a shot, and then puts up the three-pointer from straight away. No good. Good contest by Holdinghausen on the Double R shot. Blue Jays get the board. It's Null coming up the other way, right to left they go. On the near side of the floor, Wagner, no shot for him. Gets it back up top, and then swings it right to Null. No look pass, down low, Wyke, off the glass, and in. John Wyke with five third quarter points, 16 on the night. That's a Bloomsdale Bank stat for you. 2:15 to play as the Blue Jays are down by six, and now Jefferson settling into a 2-3 zone. Let's see how the Indians handle that. We're going to have ourselves an offensive foul, a charge on Charles Sauer. Feet set there by Bridges. Drew the contact, hit the deck, earns the foul call on Sauer. That's a turnover by the Indians. Brickhouse to take a seat. John Wibbenmeyer checks in. All right, Blue Jays right to left they go, crossing the timeline. Bridges with the dribble. Bounce pass to Holdinghausen, stolen by Ernst. He projected that one. Ernst saw it, then throws it up ahead on the run. Double R cannot get the shot up as he's hacked across the arms, I believe, by Hayden Wagner. So fast break opportunity there for the Indians, and they're going to say that he was in the act of shooting. So Double R, where he's been very dangerous, 7 of 7 at the free throw line, back there to try to tack on two more points. First one is up and good. A perfect 8 of 8 from the charity stripe for Double R. 1:58 to play in this third quarter. St. Vincent up by 7. Third quarter brought to you by Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington. Mario's Italia of Farmington. Bryant Restoration of Farmington and Poplar Bluff. Potosi Lumber as well. And Serenity Hospice Care and Gilster Mary Lee. 9 of 9, Double R at the free throw line. 8-point lead for the Indians. They've had an 8-point lead three times here in the second half. 1:48 to play. Clock running. Null on the wing. Right-hand pass to Wagner. Overhead pass back to Null on the near side wing. Flips it over to Wyke. Baseline jumper, 12 feet out. Back iron, no good. Rebound off the shoe of Double R, and he kicked it right to Wyke. Blue Jays, another shot. Null, three ball, yes! Answering the challenge of second chance points, Null gets the three ball to go. His last five buckets have all been from beyond the arc. 1:20 to play. Blue Jays down by five. Steal in the front court. Wyke up ahead quickly to Null. Disadvantage there, so Null will stop and pop and drop the three, and he turns back to the Jefferson student section, and some of them give him a standing O. Blue Jays back within two. Seven threes on the night for Easton Null. Inside of a minute to go. Indians with the ball left to right. Top of the circle, Double R. Skips a pass along the timeline. Wibbenmeyer chases it, and before it goes out of bounds, he brings it in, and Null is going to be called for a hip check. Null came to throw his hands up and make it tough for Wibbenmeyer to pass out of that little trap that he set for himself along the baseline, or along the sideline, I should say. And Null apparently nudged him underneath too much. And so a foul called on Null. That's his third personal. Got to watch out. Five fouls and you're out. 45 seconds to go. Bounce pass left side. Double R drive. Kisses it off the high window and in. Double R just cannot miss tonight. Very impressive ball player. Quarterback and obviously a great guard as well. Noel misses the inside the perimeter jump shot. fight for the rebound. Holdinghausen last to touch it out of bounds. Indians will get possibly the final possession here with 32 seconds and no shot clock. Knoll's going to take a seat, get a little breather as Daniel McCorder's back into the game. Indians up 46-42, 30 seconds to go in this third period. Isaac Ernst has the ball on the left side wing to Wibbenmeyer. Dribbles left, picks it up, goes up top to Hager. Hager flips it over left side to Ernst, to Wibbenmeyer. Back to Hager, back to Wibbenmeyer, left side of the floor. 10 seconds to go, man-to-man defense, Blue Jays. Wibbenmeyer picks up the dribble, turns, finds Ernst. Ernst dribbles past McCorder along the perimeter still, then to the mid-block extended, back up top for a three ball with 1 second to spare. No good. Missing left is Colby Hager, and that will conclude the third period. It was a two-point lead at the break for the Indians. They have extended that lead by just another 2 points. 46-42, your end of the third quarter score. St. Vincent on top. We're back in 60 on KJET.
At Toyota, November is Govember. Everyone's raving about our Black Friday savings. Go explore in the versatile RAV4. It's built for adventure with cargo space for all your gear. Go road trip in the roomy Highlander. It's a family favorite with seating for up to eight. Go turn heads in the exhilarating Camry with style that captivates. Go enjoy the off-road in the Tacoma with available four-wheel drive. Or go high-tech in the sporty Corolla hatchback and pump up the volume. And as always, go safe. All these Toyota models and more come with an advanced safety system standard at no extra cost. Go to your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota value lasts, but our Black Friday deals won't. Govember ends soon. Learn more at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
See Twin City Toyota, I-55 at the Herculaneum Auto Mall exit. Don't think twice. Think Twin City.
Matt Greenwood for AM1400 KJFF, MIMOinfo.com, sponsored by Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, where you can find all of our broadcasts live and otherwise. Listen to this and all of our games online at MIMOinfo.com, courtesy of Kohl's Tractor and Equipment in Farmington, home of the Bad Boy Mower and LS Tractors. Mow with an attitude. Kohl's Tractor and Equipment, Highway 32, Farmington. Don't just follow the herd, lead the herd. Speaking of leads, the Indians of St. Vincent have a four-point lead. Three ball, make that a seven-point lead as Alex Brickhouse knocks one home from long range. Five for Brickhouse as he starts off the Indians' fourth quarter with a three. It's 49-42, 7:40 to play in the quarter. On the right side of the floor, comes back near side as they swing around the perimeter. Holdinghausen now with it for the Blue Jays. Up top to Bridges. Bounce pass along the perimeter to Knoll. No shot there. Wibbenmeyer picks him up. Step back opportunity. Knoll has to pass it up to Bridges. Top of the circle. Back iron no good from 25 feet. Rebound underneath by Brickhouse. Wrestles it away from the Blue Jays and gets it up ahead along the sideline to Wibbenmeyer. And Wibbenmeyer was not prepared to accept that pass. It goes out of bounds. Turnover by the Indians. 16-point third quarter for the Blue Jays, an 18-point third quarter for St. Vincent. Inbound, Holdinghausen into the backcourt, Bridges. Bounce pass inside the perimeter to Holdinghausen, mid-block extended, back to Bridges. Bounce pass to McCorder in the paint, kicks it out to the wing. Three ball, rattles out, offensive board, Bridges. Putback try blocked by Brickhouse. Indians coming up the other way. Chance to make it a double-digit lead with a three ball here. Brickhouse stops on the dime, gets it to Ernst, back to Brickhouse in the corner. Kicks it up top to Double R. Double R lobs it over the defender to the left wing for Ernst. Back to Double R. Bridges picks up Double R, lobs it down low. Hager back up top to Double R. Fakes the three, drives. Quick no-look pass to the left and a bank shot in by Sean Kosher. Good ball movement. No, good doesn't do it justice. Excellent ball movement for the Indians there. 51-42, they lead. Corner three, Wyke. Back iron, no good. Long rebound, and Holdinghausen's going to be called for a push. The official along the baseline right there. Holdinghausen thought for a second that it was not against him, and he finally got told by the man in stripes that made the call. McCorder to take a seat. Ebersolt back onto the floor. St. Vincent up by nine, under 6.5 to play in this semifinal game. Winner to take on Saxony Lutheran Friday in the championship. Double R crosses the timeline, picks up the dribble, goes to Hager, who swings it left to Kosher, back to Hager, to Double R. over right side, Brickhouse. Swift pass back to double R. Back over to the wing, Brickhouse. Into the corner for Kosher. Kosher back to Brickhouse, who nearly lost it. Finds double R, top of the circle. And then a pass to the left wing, and Isaac Ernst able to knock down the long-range J. A dozen-point lead for the Indians. 54-42. And we got ourselves a Patsy's Furniture timeout. You'll love to shop at Patsy's. They're located at St. Joe Drive in Park Hills. Coach Brees takes it for the Blue Jays, who are 5:46 away from finding themselves in the third place game. St. Vincent needs to keep doing what they're doing. That's attack the bucket, good ball movement as well. And they can do that and play some solid defense and get those rebounds and get those hands in there on defense. They will be able to maintain this lead and put themselves into the championship game. If not, Blue Jays very capable of making a run, especially with Easton Knoll, who's got 7 threes this evening. He can catch fire anytime. John White can as well. Out of the Patsy's Furniture timeout, the Blue Jays are still in possession. 5:40 to play. St. Vincent again with a 1-3-1 zone. And it proves trouble once more. Bounce pass by Bridges, stolen by Ernst. Quickly gets it up the floor. Goes around a very high ball screen on the wing. Now Ernst left wide open for a three. If you don't shift over on defense, Isaac Ernst is going to make you pay, and he does with a three ball. 15-point advantage for St. Vincent. Bridges, wing, bounce pass into the corner, Holdinghausen. Back to Bridges, lob pass to Knoll. Along the sideline is too high. It goes out of bounds. Turnover, Blue Jays. They have yet to score here in the fourth quarter. Meanwhile, St. Vincent has 11. It was a 46-42 score going into this fourth quarter. Clap of the hands by Wyke on the Jefferson defense. Double R crosses the timeline as the Indians go left to right. Ball on the right side of the floor in the corner. Brickhouse gets out of it with a pass to the wing for Ernst. Up to the circle for Hager. Hager attacks the back at bucket. Dumps it off to Kosher. Kosher made the bank shot, but he traveled first. Again, excellent ball movement by the St. Vincent Indians. It's kept the Blue Jay defense on its toes all night long. 4:50 to play in this fourth quarter. Now's about the time Jefferson has to make their run. Wagner into the game. And the pass down low is deflected off of St. Vincent. And then Ebersalt tried to make a last-ditch effort to grab it. And it went through his fingertips and out of bounds right in front of us here on the Crystal City High School gymnasium stage. So turnover Blue Jays, that was my long way of saying turnover Blue Jays. Here's Ernst, top of the circle, swings it right side, double R. Overhead pass to the top of the circle, Brickhouse. Swings it left to Ernst, Ernst to double R. What do we have here, an offensive foul? No. Easton Knoll ran into the screener and gets called for the push. Knoll complaining to the officials. That's 4 personal fouls for Easton Knoll. He's got to be careful. One more, he's out. That's 17 fouls by the Blue Jays, which means free throws for Brickhouse. Alex Brickhouse with 5 very quiet points this evening. Chance to earn some more from the free throw line. Takes his time, looks up at the rim, and misses with the free throw. Rebound for the Blue Jays as Ebersalt skied in and got it. Here's Wyke, 3 ball on the other end, off to the right of the rim. Rebound Holdinghausen of the Blue Jays, and a reach-in foul is going to be called. And let's see who the official tags with the foul here. And number 20, that is Isaac Ernst, his 4th personal. Knoll to inbound from the baseline right in front of us. Up top to Wagner. Wagner, near side of the floor, goes to the right for Holdinghausen. Bounce pass along the perimeter to Ebersalt. Out of the corner, overhead pass back to Holdinghausen. 2-3 zone for the Indians, a shifting zone where they extend that perimeter defense. Speaking of, Knoll having to get past the defender there. Spins into the body. Turns around. Fadeaway no good. Offensive rebound. Ebersalt putback is good. And the foul. Ebersalt, first time scoring tonight. And one opportunity here for the Blue Jays. Down by a baker's dozen. 57-44. St. Vincent has the lead. 3:56 to play. Trip to the Rolla Duke Herbert Classic Championship on the line this evening. Saxony Lutheran awaits. Free throw is good by Ebersalt, and a timeout by Coach Sean Brees. We'll take a 30-second break here. It's 57-45. St. Vincent with the lead. They've got the ball when we come back on KJEF.
Hi, this is Brad Smith at Lucas Smith Chrysler Center. Lucas Smith Chrysler is more than just your local Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep dealer. We sell and service to the entire Jefferson County area. So while you're listening to this sports broadcast, no matter if it's the Tigers, the Hornets, the Blue Jays, the Lancers, the Dragons, or the Hawks, remember, we are and we support the entire Jefferson County area and its sports teams. We are Lucas Smith Chrysler Center off Highway A in Festus, your home of the No Bull Deal.
Home of the No Bull Deal. Lucas Smith Chrysler.
Matt Greenwood in the Mineral Area College broadcast booth. Mineral Area College is your next step. Want to thank some of our sponsors for this Raleigh-Duke Herbert Classic. It includes the Parkland Health Mart Pharmacy in Deloge, Fredericktown, Ironton, and Farmington, as well as Presbyterian Manor of Farmington, Little Caesars Pizza, and Herculaneum, the UPS store in Festus. You need something delivered? Go to the UPS store in Festus. And Fleegs Equipment, St. Genevieve, and Lettington. 12-point advantage for the Indians. They have the ball in the backcourt, and out of the timeout by Coach Breeze, the Blue Jays will deliver a full-court press. They've got 3 men in the backcourt and nearly get a steal underneath the bucket. Double R escapes with it for the Indians. Up ahead to Brickhouse, who crosses the timeline there. Pass cross-court to the left side now with it. Wibbenmeyer back to the right side. Brickhouse has a wide-open three. Defender running at him, so he misses short on the three ball. Rebound Easton Knoll. Blue Jays coming up the other way. Right to left they go. Right side of the floor, Knoll. Indians setting up a 2-3 zone. Kick to the right for Wagner from the top of the circle. Wagner dribbles to that side. Kicks it to Knoll. Three ball no good, but a whistle and a foul. Colby Hager got underneath the waist of Knoll. Contested the shot, but hip checked him to the deck, and three free throws coming for Knoll. Couple of dribbles, free throw, and a quiet gym spins in. Easton Knoll with 23 points. Make it 24 now with the free throw, and 25 with the second made Coldwell Banker Holsey free throw. Be sure to stick around for our Home Pools and Spas post-game show. We'll have the Applebee's Bar and Grill, the Farmington Player of the Game, as well as the Gilster Mary Lee Play of the Game. Knoll can't hit three in a row, though. And the rebound to the Indians up by 10. Point-blank range shot rolls off the front of the rim as Hager can't convert. The Blue Jays quickly the other way. A little push-off. Knoll gets away with it. Three ball spins out. Bodies to the deck. Loose ball there. What do we have here? A tie-up? Yes. Possession arrow. We don't see one on the scoreboard. It's going to stay on this side of the floor, so Jefferson keeps it. Knoll to inbound. Inbounding has been difficult for the Blue Jays tonight. They've turned it over twice on inbounds. Knoll able to find Wyke, though. Wyke wants a screen and then splits a double team on his way to the bucket, and a trip is going to be called on the Indians. That is team foul number 7. Both teams with 7 team fouls, which means a 1-1 bonus for the next few, as Wyke will toe the line for a 1-1. So you got to make the first if you're going to get a second. Wyke has yet to make it to the free throw. Has yet to make it to the free throw line tonight, and he misses his first opportunity. Rebound, tie up, possession arrow favors the Indians. At this point in the game, when you're down by 10 with less than 3 to play, you got to convert your free throws when you're given them. Backcourt press again by the Blue Jays. They've got 5 men in the backcourt. Double R realizes it. 70-foot pass forward. Bank shot from the left block is good by Sean Kosher. Heads up play by Double R. He gets the assist there. 12-point lead again for the Indians. 2.5 minutes away, St. Vincent, from a trip to the championship. Back iron three, no good for Wagner. And then a reach-in foul on, a loose ball foul on the rebound try. John Wyke gets called for it. That is foul number 3 for him. And again, bonus free throws for the Indians, a 1-1 situation. It'll be Ernst to take them as Jacob Bridges will check in and set up on the high block left to the left of Ernst as Holdinghausen will take a seat. A couple of dribbles for Ernst, a spin, 2 more dribbles, free throw up and through. He earns another. Ernst with 7 fourth quarter points. That's what he has for the game as well. And he misses a second free throw. 13-point lead for the Indians, 2.5 to play. We're probably going to start seeing some three balls fired up by the Blue Jays. Instead, Wyke, unselfish ball, tries to pass it down low to Ebersolt. It's tipped up into the air and out of bounds by the Indians' defense. Now Wyke will come over and take the ball from the official and inbound it from the baseline. Within a couple of arms reach of us, finds Wagner. Wagner gets away with a travel, but able to give it up to Ebersolt. They'll get it back up top, swing it right side, Knoll. Thought about the three, hand in his face, so he passes it up and goes over to Wagner. Wagner, top of the circle, looking for somebody to throw it to. Finds Bridges, back to Wyke. 2-3 zone by the Indians. They've extended it to the perimeter. Wyke gets a little screen, goes around it to the right side, splits a double, jumper no good. And then a foul, a loose ball foul called on Wyke, his fourth personal. He missed the shot. He knew he missed it. He went for the rebound and made too much contact down low. 2:01 to play in this fourth quarter, which is brought to you by Comtria Festus, Jefferson College of Hillsboro, Midwest Sports Center, Walker Drive in Farmington, and Home Pools and Spas as well. Home Pools and Spas located in Ludington. Free throw is good by Sean Kosher. He's had a pretty quiet night so far tonight. Misses the second free throw. I say quiet. He's got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 points, but he's sort of spread out those point totals. Here's Knoll on the wing for the Blue Jays. Drives. Bank shot no good. Foul is called. Brickhouse asking the baseline official what he's supposed to do about that. Knoll. Hands on his hips, awaiting the ball for the free throws. It's pretty quiet from both sides whenever a kid shoots free throws, and Knoll, frustrated after that free throw, spins out. He's missed his last two free throws. Second one is up, and that one is good. Blue Jays down 61-48, 1:48 to go in the ball game. St. Vincent getting closer and closer to a matchup against Saxony Lutheran in the championship game of this Raleigh-Duke-Herbert Classic. It would be a Friday 7:30 tip-off. Into the corner, the Indians have it. And then an errant pass stolen by Wyke, and then a reach-in foul by the guy that turned it over. That was Hager. And so a one-and-one opportunity coming for Wyke. 19 fouls apiece, which means the next defensive foul from either side will result in an automatic 2 free throws. Wyke missed his last time at the stripe and misses again. Back iron, no good. Long rebound in the corner. Ebersolt reels it in, gets it back to Wyke, who clears some space with the elbow, but a blocking foul called first. And now 2 automatic free throws coming for Wyke. I believe that was in the act of shooting regardless. 10 team fouls by the Indians. 85 seconds to play. Wyke trying to convert a free throw here. He gets it to go. So Wyke is 1-for-3 at the line. Ebersolt comes off. McCorder on the floor. McCorder, the center for the Jefferson Blue Jays football team. He knows all about what Garrett Double R can do on the gridiron, and he's seen what he can do on the basketball court as well. Double R leading all scores. As I calculate his third quarter points on the fly, he's got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11, 14, plus the 14 first half points. So he's got 28 points, Garrett Double R, for the St. Vincent Indians. Despite being held scoreless here in the fourth quarter, he has made his impact known for sure, as the quarterback Double R for the St. Vincent football team is performing quite incredibly on the basketball floor as well. We've got ourselves Apache's Furniture timeout. It was Bruce Valeroy, the head coach for the Indians, calling for a timeout. And I believe it was a 60-second timeout. But let's go ahead and keep it here. Again, Saxony Lutheran is awaiting the winner of this game. They'll be in the championship, Saxony, facing either St. Vincent or Jefferson on Friday at 7:30. If Jefferson is somehow able to come back from a 12-point deficit with less than 90 seconds to play, then they'll play in the championship against Saxony Lutheran. And we would carry that game for you on KJFF. If not, it'll be Jefferson and Crystal City in the third place game, which we'll have for you on KJFF. That would be a 6 o'clock start there. Timeout over. Wyke gets the second free throw coming. Made the first one. Coach Valeroy, like they do in football, trying to ice the kicker with a timeout. Coach Valeroy trying to ice the free throw shooter. Wyke doesn't let it work, though. Wyke converts the free throw and gets on defense. Breaking the backcourt press quickly are the Indians. Ernst in the front court, 80 seconds to play, picks up his dribble, finds Kosher, then gets it to Brickhouse, 40 feet away from the bucket, hands it off to Double R. Double R, dump pass down low to the free throw line for Hager. Hager is wrapped up from behind. A foul committed by, I believe, Eisenbeis. It goes on Eisenbeis. That's his third. Two free throws automatically as it's the double bonus for the Indians. Up by 11, chance to extend it. First free throw is up. Left side of the bucket, no good. That is what the Blue Jays are hoping for. Missed free throws, and then on the other end of the floor, they're looking for some three-pointers. Second free throw is up and rattles out. So Hager goes 0 for 2. Blue Jays still down 11. Wyke attacks, puts it high off the glass and in. Blue Jays down by 9, and even 1 minute to go. Brickhouse stops in the backcourt, flips it up ahead to Ernst. As soon as Ernst grabbed it, Eisenbeis fouled him. That is foul number 4 on Eric Eisenbeis. And as that little chuckle there was because Ernst was trying to walk to the free throw line and Eisenbeis was walking on his heels, and he thought maybe that should be a technical foul or something. Free throw is good by Ernst. A very smooth-looking free throw shot. 56.3 ticks left. Hager's going to take a seat. Taking his place, Sean Harold. 10-point lead for the Indians. Stick around for the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. We'll have our Gilster Mary Lee play of the game and our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington player of the game. Free throw is good again by Ernst. 11-point lead for the Indians. Noel on the other end of the floor gets called for traveling. Noel slipped past his defender, got all the way to the bucket, and he helped himself out with a little travel. Officials caught it. Backcourt press by the Blue Jays. A little shove by Eisenbeis. That's his fifth. He's out of the game. Eisenbeis will finish his night with 3 points off the bench for the Blue Jays. Oh, they call it number 4. Could have sworn that was 5. Beg your pardon. All right, so Ernst, who just knocked down a big pair of free throws, has a chance to do it again. Couple of dribbles, spins the ball. Two more dribbles, flips it up and in. So it's looking pretty likely that St. Vincent will be taking on Saxony Lutheran in the Raleigh-Duke Herbert Classic Championship. Second free throw, Ernst gets the friendly roll. 65-52, lead for the Indians. Blue Jays, Noel up ahead quickly. Got fouled on his way to the hole, and will toe the line for two. So this one getting dragged out a little bit. Jefferson not giving up hope. Coach Breeze, hands in his pockets on the sideline. Pretty good crowd on hand, our biggest crowd so far. I would estimate about 200 people here. Back iron free throw. So Noel, who's got a great stroke from beyond the perimeter, hasn't been able to find it at the free throw line. He's 3 of 6. Make that 4 of 7 now. 12-point lead for the Indians. A 60-second Patsy's Furniture timeout requested by Coach Breeze. It's granted. We'll take a 30 here. It's 65-53. St. Vincent leading Jefferson with 42 seconds to go.
Hot and Ready Pizza is here at your Little Caesars in Herculaneum. They have their famous Little Caesars combo for just $5. And for dinner, pick up a Hot and Ready cheese, pepperoni, or sausage pizza for just $5.55. Or a 5-meat feast, and I mean feast, for just $9. That's Little Caesars off I-55 at the Herculaneum exit behind Cracker Barrel. Open at 10:30, 7 days a week. And be sure to use the Little Caesars app when ordering.
KJFF Festus Crystal City Imperial DeSoto.
Matt Greenwood for KJF Sports. 42 seconds to go out of the timeout. Backcourt press Blue Jays, and they create a turnover. The inbound there by Kosher to Double R got tipped away, and they say it rolled off the wrist of Double R. And now whistle's being blown as More subs continue to come in. Jefferson down by 12. 40 seconds to go. Step back three from the wing. No, yes. Man, he knows how to make threes. Blue Jays down by 9. Foul in the backcourt. Shoved there by Wagner. He's got fouls to spare here. That's just his first one, I believe. As we look at the scoreboard, they update it. Yep, that's his first. 15-point lead, the largest of the night for St. Vincent. That happening early in the fourth quarter. The man fouled, by the way, Brickhouse. And gets the first free throw to go. As he hops on his toes a little bit after releasing the ball. Brickhouse with the second free throw coming. Takes his time. Stares at the bucket. Finally flips it up and gets it to go. 67-56 Indians, 30 seconds to go. Knoll up the floor, crosses the timeline. Errant pass to White, couldn't handle the pass, and then Sean Arnold gets called for a reach-in foul. Not really sure why that's a foul, since White never had complete possession of it. It was a loose ball. There wasn't like a knock to the face or anything like that. But White will get two free throws. And, you know, I will say this, Coach Valeroy does not hide his emotions. He's very animated on the sidelines sometimes, and he's a goofy frustrated, if you know what I mean. He's just sort of holding his hands up to the sky like, what are you talking about? And in the meantime, while his hands are up towards the sky, he's also kind of shuffling his feet a little bit. So quite hilarious to look at. For those of you that are St. Vincent fans, you know what I'm talking about. John Wyke sinks both free throws. Blue Jays still down by 9. Wagner comes sprinting in to foul Brickhouse. That's Wagner's second. Again, both teams in the double bonus at this point with 26 seconds to go. St. Vincent, they're pretty good. Double R, early candidate for our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington Player of the Game certificate. First free throw is up and good. Be sure to check out our Instagram account, KJFF Sports, after the game. We'll have pictures of the action, and then we'll also do a post-game wrap-up and put that on MIMOinfo.com and on Twitter as well. Take a look at that later this evening. That'll be up later. All right, Brickhouse makes free throw number 2 of the trip. 11-point advantage to the Indians. Dribble behind the back. Knoll lobs it to the top of the circle. Wyke, 3-ball. Yes, sir. 16 seconds to go, and Coach Breeze calls his final timeout. Blue Jays down by 8. 16 seconds left. We'll take a 30-second break in the action here on KJF.
Any real estate transaction requires trust. You should consider this when choosing your agent.
Understanding the ins and outs of a real estate transaction can be tricky. It's important you find an agent you can trust that will assist you with all the necessary paperwork and act as a buffer in the negotiations. Hi, I'm Candace Glore with Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate in Farmington. If you're looking to invest in today's market, look me up online. I'm ready to be your agent.
Coldwell Banker Holsey Real Estate, your trusted real estate advisor in the Mineral area.
Matt Greenwood back with you in the Rolla Duke Herbert Classic semifinal game, the second semifinal match featuring Jefferson and St. Vincent. The Indians leading 69-61. There are 16 seconds left in the action. St. Vincent has the ball. They're still on the bench getting the final talking points from Coach Valeroy. So St. Vincent is 16.4 ticks away from advancing to the championship game where Saxony Lutheran awaits. That'll be a 7:30 scheduled tip on Friday night. Inbound in the backcourt for the Indians. They get it to Brickhouse, and Wagner for the third time shoves Brickhouse in the back and picks up foul number 3. Double bonus action in the foul category. So St. Vincent will get 2 free throws. At this point, Jefferson is just dragging this one out, down by 8. But if you know Jefferson, you know that they're very effective from long distance. And so, you know, they can get the ball up the floor pretty quickly, get a 3-ball up in about 3 seconds, and maybe able to knock it home. But so far, the Indians have done an excellent job of hitting their free throws late, and they continue to do so. Brickhouse, 5 of 5 from the stripe here in the fourth quarter. Fifteen free throws have been taken by St. Vincent. They've only missed 5. The next one up is good. 10-point advantage for St. Vincent, 71-61. It's all about written in the stars now as the Blue Jays are about to fall into the third-place game and take on Crystal City at 6 o'clock Friday evening. And, of course, we'll have that game for you on KJFF. We are certainly looking forward to the Gene Steigorst Tournament, the 63rd annual Gene Steigorst Invitational. That's at Hillsboro next week. We've got games for you Monday, Tuesday. We'll squeeze in a Jefferson College women's basketball game on Wednesday, then back to the high school basketball court for Friday and Saturday. All games will be on KJEF, all games involving Jefferson County schools. Here's a straightaway three, 38 feet out. Null, short rims it. Rebound, Bridges, turnaround Jay from inside the free throw line. No good. Offensive board Holdinghausen finds a wide open Null from the wing with 2 seconds to go. Three ball falls, buzzer sounds, and that's it. The St. Vincent Indians, the three seed in the Raleigh-Duke Herbert Classic, upset the two seed 71-64. The Indians are going to take on Saxony Lutheran in the Raleigh-Duke Herbert Classic. By the way, Null, with that three ball, ends up with 9 on the night. And we'll try to check to see if that's a record for an in-game number of threes. 9 threes is a lot to count. We'll try to find that information now. But we got Bruce Valeroy of St. Vincent and Sean Breeze of Jefferson to join us on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show when we come back here in a few minutes. Again, St. Vincent 71, Jefferson 64, St. Vincent, Saxony in the Raleigh-Duke Herbert Classic Championship game for Friday. We're back with the Home Pools and Spas postgame show here shortly on KJEF.
Make it a great night at Applebee's Bar and Grill. Hi, this is Amy Cousins, General Manager of Applebee's in Farmington. Start out with a couple of appetizers and let the kids pick from their favorite menu item. For yourself, how about a half rack of baby back ribs with a 6-ounce sirloin steak, or a grilled shrimp skewer with 5 crispy shrimp and a 6-ounce USDA select top sirloin, or 10 crispy shrimp and grilled salmon. Go to Applebee's.com for the full menu and specific times for happy hours and half-price appetizers. Doing good in the neighborhood at Applebee's Bar and Grill in Farmington.
When life changes, where can you get the health care that you or your loved one needs? Try Presbyterian Manor, where we consider you family. Being a member of our family means having a skilled, compassionate team, making sure you live your best life. Call 573-756-6768 today and schedule a visit to see why the community voted us the best independent living, best assisted living, and best skilled nursing community in the Parkland area.
Hi, this is Jamie.
And I'm Chris with Patsy's Furniture in Park Hills.
If you need new bedding, living room, dining room sets, recliners, or appliances, then you need to take advantage of our everyday discounted prices.
You'll find Patsy's Furniture is marked to the lowest possible price, so you won't be guessing.
We have a no-credit needed financing plan, and with approved credit, we offer a 24-month 0% interest financing option. And military and first responders receive a discount every day.
You'll love to shop at Patsy's.
Go see JR today at Midwest Sports Center. They're just off Highway 67 in Farmington. And JR, just because the weather's getting a little bit cooler doesn't mean the deals are cooling off at Midwest Sports Center.
No, we've got some hot sales going on right now on all of our ATVs and side-by-sides. I've still got some mowers available also. Come see me, JR, at Midwest Sports Center. The number here is 573-756-7975. Just ask for JR.
Go get dirty with Midwest Sports Center today. They're located just off Highway 67 on Walker Drive in Farmington.
Pulse Tractor and Equipment continues to be the leader of compact tractor sales for St. Francis and surrounding counties. How, you ask? It's simple. By selling the best quality for the best price with the proven best warranty on the market. Hi, it's Hannah with LS, the major brand maker of two other brands. Brands that you already know and love. At Coles Tractor and Equipment, you get that same franchise quality with the best 6-year parts and labor warranty and more standard features than I can name in this 60-second ad. This month, get the 35-horsepower 4-wheel drive diesel tractor with loader and skid steer front bucket for only $16,999. That's right, get the 35-horsepower compact diesel tractor with loader for only $16,999. Give us a call today, 573-756-4353, or stop by Coles Tractor and Equipment, 1 mile east of Farmington on Highway 32. Coles Tractor and Equipment, don't just follow the herd, lead the herd.
He dreams of playing in the big leagues, which is taking a toll on your dreams. Most people don't think about their home insurance until something happens. But talking to an American Family Insurance agent today can mean your dreams have better protection tomorrow. Visit AmFam.com/home for a quote and see if your insurance measures up. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly.
Call Bill Bess, agent 573-431-4893, or stop by 907 East Main Street in Park Hills today.
While the kids are off school for winter break, do you need somewhere safe and fun for them to go during the day? The Jefferson County Family YMCA will offer winter break camp for kindergartners through age 12, December 26th, 27th, 28th, and 29th, and January 2nd, 3rd, and 4th from 6:15 in the morning until 6 at night. Children will stay busy with arts, crafts, swimming, sports, group games, and more. Space is limited. Register online at gwrymca.org/Jefferson County or call 636-931-9622 or stop by the Welcome Center today.
Matt Greenwood with you on AM 1400 KJF. Final score from the second semifinal game of the Rollitt Duke Herbert Classic, St. Vincent 71 and the Jefferson Blue Jays 64. So the three-seed Indians advance to the championship to take on top-seed Saxony Lutheran. That is a scheduled 7:30 tip for Friday. With the loss for the Blue Jays, they drop down into the third-place game, which will be right before the championship around 6 o'clock. We'll have a pregame show beginning for you at 5:45. Again, that is Friday. And the consolation championship will feature the St. Louis Patriots and the Grandview Eagles. Grandview picking up a 64-53 victory earlier this evening over Herculaneum. So Grandview-St. Louis Pats for the consolation championship. Third place, Crystal City and Jefferson. And the championship, Saxony Lutheran and St. Vincent. So Easton Knoll did something pretty spectacular, something that nobody had ever done in this Rollitt Duke Herbert Classic, and also even when it was named the Crystal City Classic, and that is, no one's ever made 9 threes in a single game. Easton Knoll did just that. So, yeah, record-setting three-pointer at the buzzer at the end of the game for Easton Knoll, beating Corley Williams, who played for Saxony Lutheran back in 2015. He previously had the record with 8 three-pointers made. So Easton Knoll surpasses him. Unfortunately for Easton, it did come in a loss for the Blue Jays. 33 points total for Easton Knoll as we run down the Bloomsdale Bank stats. Connected to their customers since 1914 in Bloomsdale, Herculaneum, St. Genevieve, and Crystal City. Again, Easton Knoll, 33. John Weick, his teammate, junior teammate, with 25 total points. Levi Ebersolt had 3, and Eric Eisenbeiss with 3 as well. For the victorious St. Vincent Indians, a more than impressive performance from Garrett Double R of the Indians. The guard did fantastic tonight, 28 points. That was through three quarters. Yeah, he was held scoreless in the fourth, still did all of his damage in the first, second, and third periods and assisted the Indians to victory here this evening. Alex Brickhouse and Isaac Ernst, along with Sean Kosher, all three starters, all three with 11 points tonight. Colby Hager had 4. Off the bench, John Wibbenmeyer, 4, and Charles Sauer with 2. Again, total 71 for St. Vincent, a total of 64 for the Jefferson Blue Jays. All right, now we're going to begin our Home Bulls and Spas post-game show interview with Bruce Valeroy of the victorious St. Vincent Indians. Again, they win at 71-64. They'll get a shot at Saxony Lutheran in the championship on Friday evening. But before we get to all that, Coach Valeroy, your thoughts on this victory. I want to first start off with Garrett Double R, and let's work our way down from there, Coach.
Well, you know, first of all, great team win for us. You know, we had to have everybody again tonight, and second night in a row we had to play. So, you know, we only got 9 players, but I thought they all came in and did what was asked of them. You know, they – Jefferson just kept going at us, and but you know, Garrett Double R, you know, he's quarterback of the football team, pitcher, catcher, baseball team, point guard. Last year he had to play different positions as our sixth man on the varsity because we had, you know, some pretty good guards, and so he had to go play forward and things like that, but never complained and really worked hard in the offseason here, and this great floor general for us, and he gets us going, and great leader for us, and had a great game again tonight for us. You know, and I mean, like everybody, you know, we have 4 in double figures again. What can you say? You know,
that's pretty good.
You know, if we can continue to do that. I mean, it's going to be tough to guard somebody. You know, you go guard Garrett, Isaac, and Alex, and people like that hopefully will show up. So, like I said, it was a great team win. Give Jefferson credit. They kept battling all night. Even when we were up 18-19, I wasn't very comfortable, you know, because I knew they could play. You know, they're two guys, you know, Null and Welk. Oh, my God, you know, they score 58 of their 64.
White,
I'm sorry. Yeah, and I don't coach. I'm sorry.
No, it looks like an L on my score.
No,
sheet.
But, yeah, White. You know, I mean, I always go by numbers. I don't go by names. I go by numbers. And, you know, we couldn't stop them. You know, we started in a man, which I knew we probably wouldn't have much success in, and wanted to show them a little different look and went to the zone. And then at the end there, we just tried to get in both of their faces. And, you know, we just couldn't guard Null off the dribble penetration. So that's why we had to go to the zone. And we did enough things right throughout the game to get the lead and maintain the lead. Came out in the third quarter, jumped right on them for a couple, you know, easy points there and kind of went on from there.
I know you said great team victory, Coach Valeroy, but we have a little, I guess, an honor, if you will, for our player of the game. It's sponsored by Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington. And so my choice for player of the game has to be Garrett Double R. Again, as you mentioned, quarterback for the football team, pitcher, catcher for the baseball team, point guard for you guys. Only 6 feet tall, Coach. He loves going down low. He loves attacking the basket. We saw that all night long from him. No three-pointer made, so he collected all of his 28 points inside of 25 feet, Coach. So he is our Applebee's Bar and Grill of Farmington Player of the Game. Just your thoughts on an individual performance tonight.
Well, you know, I think he set 30 seconds tonight. You know, late in the third quarter, I gave him a quick break, told him, hey, this is about all you're going to get. You got to go the whole distance. He knows that. And, you know, I expect a lot out of my point guard. All these years I've coached, my point guard is our most important player. He's got to get us in our offense. He's got to get us set in our defense. He's got to handle the ball against pressure defense. And he just showed great poise all night. I don't think he had many turnovers. I've got to go look and stuff. But I don't remember him turning the ball over very much. And that's a lot because they put a lot of pressure on us there the second half. And, you know, he's just a great kid. You know, honor roll student. I think he's second or third in his class. Just a great guy to be around, a great teammate. Everybody loves him, you know, and he deserves this honor tonight. He was one of our keys. I just thought for us it was just a great team effort. We had to have each person step up and do their job tonight, and for the most part I thought we did.
One free appetizer for his next visit to Farmington at Applebee's. So
I might have to keep that for him.
No,
we'll give
it to
him. No, we appreciate that. We appreciate that Applebee's doing that for us, and appreciate your coverage and everything. And like I said, it was early in the season, but it was a good win for us. And we get a day off, but then we have to get another one, tough one, Friday night in Saxony Lutheran. We've been here now 3 years in a row here in a championship game and met them for the third year, and hopefully the third time's a charm. They've got us the first 2 years, and hopefully this will be our year to capture the championship.
I know I should know this, but what is your record now with this victory tonight?
2-0.
You are 2-0.
Okay. Last night and tonight is our only two games so far. So, yeah, we're 2-0.
Good, I didn't miss anything then.
You haven't missed nothing. No. We, you know, with the way the schedule is this year, we missed a week of practice because football won a district game. So we didn't get the football players, which most of them are football players. So we were like a week behind everybody. You know, the teams that don't play football or got beat in week 10, they get to go practice right away.
Right.
We won our first game, which is awesome. You know, like I always tell the boys, go win football. You know, we'll wait. You know, years ago we went to the Dome, things like that. You know, we had a couple of days of practice and we went and played. That's fine. You know, enjoy the sport you're in. But once you come into our sport, be ready to go. And, you know, we're just getting better every day right now. And that's what we want to do.
You got good size, Coach. Saxony Lutheran has good size as well. One of their better scorers is Andrew Schwarting. He's a 6'6" guy. Isaac Ernst, you know, at 6'5", I imagine that'll probably be the matchup there because Ernst may be able to keep up with Schwarting size-wise, speed-wise as well. But your thoughts on that matchup against the Crusaders should be a fun night for you guys.
Well, we hope so. You know, I mean, last year we stayed with them until the last 4 minutes of the second quarter, and lo and behold, they go on a 18-0 run or something. But then we played with them the rest of the game, you know. So, you know, this got to wait and see. Now, last year, you know, they were big and they could shoot. They had the big game inside. You know, maybe this year they're not quite as talented, but Coach Williams does a great job. He'll have them ready, and they'll be ready to go. We have to be ready to go. Hopefully it'll be an exciting game for everybody to come out and watch, and we just want to play. That's our key right now, is just go play, you know, and let the chips fall where they fall and have fun, and let's execute and see where we're at.
Well, good luck, Coach, in bringing a Rolla Duke Herbert Classic Championship back to Perryville Friday night.
Well, we hope so. Appreciate the coverage.
All right, that is Bruce Valeroy joining us here on the Home Poles and Spas post-game show against St. Vincent with a 71-64 victory over the Jefferson Blue Jays. Coach Sean Breeze is standing by. Let's go ahead and take 1 minute here and come back to wrap up the Home Poles and Spas post-game show with Coach Breeze. We'll give him a second to get this headset on and get comfortable as well. So we're back in 60 here on KJF.
Whatever your educational goals are, you can achieve them at Jefferson College. With caring faculty, convenient locations, and award-winning academic programs, your future is Jefferson College's focus. To learn more, call 636-797-3000 or visit jeffco.edu for a complete list of degrees and programs. Enroll now.
For higher education, for higher expectations, Jefferson College, Jefferson College.
When it comes to chronic disease management, you need someone who will walk with you toward a healthier life. Comtree Primary Care offers affordable and accessible comprehensive care in a home-like environment.
Our doctors, nurses, and staff involve you in health decisions and goals and welcome you into our family tree. Call 877-COMTREE or visit us online at comtree.org to schedule an appointment.
Welcome to our family tree.
Matt Greenwood back for KJFF. Final score tonight in this Rolla Duke Herbert Classic semifinal game. Jefferson 64, St. Vincent 71. So the Indians advancing to Friday night's championship against Saxony Lutheran. We'll have the third place game for you featuring Crystal City and the Jefferson Blue Jays. That'll be a 6 o'clock tip, 5:45 pregame Friday evening. And we've got Coach Sean Breeze joining us here on our Home Poles and Spas postgame show. And Coach, you were counting up the numbers points-wise for your team tonight before we came back from break, and you noticed Easton Nolan and John Wyke had 58 of the team 64. And for Wyke, it was a strong first quarter, kind of had a quiet second, came on a little bit stronger in the third, and then earned some points from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. And then Easton Nolan was on fire in that second quarter, Coach, unstoppable from beyond the arc, hit three threes. Then hit three more threes in the third quarter, hit one at the very end of the game to set the single-game record with nine threes in for this classic. So a lot of good things happening, but you do get the loss. But sort of your thoughts on just how it all played out tonight.
Well, I mean, I thought we were just beat. I thought St. Vincent was a lot quicker. They were a lot stronger. They were in a lot better shape, and that is 100% on me. You know, and I told my assistant coach Brooks, I said, you know, we're not as in good a shape as they are. And, so, and you know, that's a nod to Coach Valroy. He gets those kids ready to play, and they're ready to play all the time. We weren't. You know, we're not in the shape that we should be in right now. And I'm going to have to go back and look at that, and we're just going to have to fix it. Offensively, we're really, really out of sync right now. And I don't know that that's really all that abnormal when you have a new coach coming in with a group of kids. So we're still kind of trying to get on the same page there. But you know, again, tonight we just got beat, and the points, I'm really, really happy for John and for Easton. They did well. John got in some foul trouble in the second quarter, but that can happen. You know, we're not going to win a whole lot of games with those guys getting that high of a percentage of our points. So again, we're talking about a lot of coaching issues here. We just got to figure out how to get everybody else more involved. And, St. Vincent was just better.
I mentioned it throughout the broadcast that you guys like to run up and down the floor. And when you get into these half-court sets and you have an athletic and lengthy defense in St. Vincent who settles into a zone that slows the pace down, and I think maybe, I guess, that, you know, sort of affected you guys in terms of, you know, getting good shots, because it wasn't just a sit-back 2-3 zone. They extended pressure along the perimeter and got a lot of hands in the lanes and stuff like that.
They really do. You know, St. Vincent's always been like that. They kind of make you play a little sloppy. That defense that they have, they run it very well. They clog the lane up. I thought the turning point of the game, I mean, I guess at the end it didn't look like it was that close, but the turning point was beginning of third quarter. I told you before the game that was going to be a critical time. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many turnovers we had in the first 3 minutes, but it was way too many for the first 3 minutes of a second half. So, you know, we just came out. We started forcing passes into a lot of just right where all the defenders were. And, man, they went on a run, and we just couldn't catch back up with them.
Garrett Double R, a big reason for why they were able to sort of create that separation in the third quarter. We got him down for 28 points of the team's at 71. So, and you know, at 6 feet tall, you'd expect a guard at that height to be sort of a perimeter shooter, a guy that likes to, you know, keep it beyond the arc. But for Double R, it was always attack, attack, attack the basket. And all 28 of his points earned from, you know, within about 10, 15 feet.
Yeah, and we talked about him. You know, I told the kids before the game, I think the word that I used was crafty and sneaky. I said, this kid is one of those players that scares every coach because you can't prepare for him. He's all over the place. And if you let up for 1 second, he's going to get you. And, you know, I wasn't lying. He got us. And at halftime, I told the kids he was killing us in a lot of different ways. It wasn't just scoring. He was creating so many opportunities, so many open shots for his teammates. And, boy, our defense got out of whack. And it really kind of felt like, even though the score was close for a majority of it, it felt like we were kind of chasing the whole night, trying to figure something out. Luckily, you know, Easton John hit some shots, kept us in it. But we, you know, we just didn't have it, haven't figured it out tonight. So, luckily, we've got some time. We've got some things to work on and come back Friday.
Yeah, and, you know, everybody makes the playoffs. So, yeah. You don't have to worry about missing out on that. You know, you can work on perfecting what you want, Coach, in your first year out of this team before February begins, or I guess when February begins. I know you guys are going to be playing for third place in this tournament Friday night at 6 o'clock. Your thoughts on Crystal City and what finishing third could mean, if anything, for the rest of the season?
Well, I think every game's big, especially right now, and so that's going to be tough. When Crystal City played Saxony extremely well the other night, so you know, Coach Richardson's got them playing very hard, and kids are gaining some confidence. You could see that in that game. So it's going to be tough. I'll go ahead and assume they'll probably be up for that one.
Uh-huh. So yeah, probably.
That one could be a little bit of a high-energy game.
Meeting your old coach, right?
Absolutely. So, yeah, may not be anybody here for that one. Who knows? That's going to be a big game for us. You know, that's a conference opponent. It's early in the year, and it's a chance for us to make a statement. So, like I said, we're going to have a really, really good day of practice tomorrow and then hopefully come back a little bit more prepared on Friday.
Coach Breeze, as always, thanks for your time.
I appreciate the coverage. Thank you.
Sean Breeze, head coach of the Jefferson Blue Jays, joining us here on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. That is a wrap for us. I am Matt Greenwood back in the studio. Crystal Wilcutt, and you know, I say that that's a wrap, but we have one more thing to get to, and that is the Gilster Mary Lee play of the game. Gilster Mary Lee hiring Class A CDL drivers and graduates. Benefits and bonus pay is included if you're interested. You can call Michael Welker at 800-851-5371. That is 800-851-5371. Gilster Mary Lee. Play of the game. That's a tough one, you know. It's when a team scores 71 points to find one particular point in the action that stands out above the rest is hard to do. So we'll give this a shot here, but Coach Breeze alluded to it in the third quarter, talking about how St. Vincent beat them in the third quarter, got off to a better start, and was able to sort of use that to win this ball game this evening. So for Garrett Double R's perspective, he did hit a three ball, so I didn't catch that. He did have one three-pointer, and I would say the play of the game was certainly one of those big shots early on in the third quarter that kind of helped extend the St. Vincent lead. So I know it's kind of a lame play of the game choice, but that's what we're going to ride with here. The Gilster Mary Lee play of the game is one of those early buckets in the third quarter by Garrett Double R of the Indians. Okay, that is now officially a wrap on this broadcast. I want to thank my producer back in the KJS studios, Crystal Wilcutt. I am Matt Greenwood wishing you a great rest of your evening. We're back on the airwaves with a Friday third-place game in this Rolla Duke Herbert Classic featuring Crystal City and Jefferson. As for Saxony and St. Vincent, good luck to those two schools as they are going to fight for the championship Friday night at 7:30. Have a great rest of your Wednesday evening. Thank you for listening to KJFF.
From shredding to mailboxing, the UPS Store does every ing for small business, even impressing your customers. When you have your package